Hello, this is Jeffrey Mangus with Books Build Leaders Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to my show today. I was really excited to get to today's program, and I want to thank everyone that has subscribed to my podcast channel. It really means a lot. Your support truly, truly does mean a lot. There's been a lot going on with JeffreyMangus.com and Ghostwriting USA, a lot of things happening. I'm going to be appearing on a few other podcasts around the country, and starting doing one tomorrow with a gentleman named Charles Daly. Looking forward to that, and we'll be sharing that kind of thing with my subscribers, along with my on my social media platforms as well out there. But I've been talking to quite a few authors here recently, and interviewing for, you know, different type of business memoir books, and it's been a lot of fun meeting a lot of great people and that are out there and that are interested in having their books written. And it's a, you know, for me, I do love meeting new people and understanding what they want to do and learning how they, what their goals are with their book ideas. And I'm excited to get some projects started. Just started a new project here recently, and it's been really exciting to work with this author, very prolific gentleman, and it's exciting to do that. And that's one of the things about, as a ghostwriter, that I love the most, is besides meeting new people and learning about other people's, is working on my business, working inside my business, working on the back end. And what, honestly, you know, what comes to my mind and what came to my mind is, the other day I wrote a blog about the science of working with a ghostwriter. And because it hit me and dawned on me that there is a real science to it. Under the surface type of thing that happens between an author and a ghostwriter in making a book project happen. Besides confidentiality, besides trust, there are many aspects to it that have to kind of fall into place for the project to be successful. There has to be an understanding. There has to be a meeting of the minds. There has to be the understanding of concepts, a learning curve that we have to endure, especially on my end. I mean, a lot of the authors that I work with are professional and they're specialists in their area of interest. And me, I get to me, it's exciting because I get a front row seat to learning about that type of industry, learning more about how these people do their businesses and how they grew their businesses through their challenges, through their triumphs, through their their tragedies. But it also helps, you know, as a guidepost in what not to do and what to do to further your business, and that includes my business. So I get a front row seat into an education, into things that I never would get a chance to learn about. And I love that aspect as well. And again, it all comes down to, I believe that there's not only a relative, real, type of relationship built with an author and a ghostwriter, but there's a science to making it work. It reminds me, honestly, I wrote about it in the blog, but it's about, NASCAR. It's what comes to my mind, the science of it. And because I talked about, one of the fascinating things I love about NASCAR is it's really not the speed and all the wrecks, but it's about the science of how these crews and how these drivers all collaborate and how they do all of these things in sync to get to the finish line and to be number one. I mean, there's everything from tire pressure, adjustments, I mean, gasoline intake and recording of all of that, aerodynamics, and then it comes down to the power of the human mind and the synergy between the crew and the driver, how it all comes together and it makes it all possible. Because one of the things that's critical with a NASCAR stock car or a race is that everyone has to be fully 100% involved in the goal of that car, the goal of the team. There has to be a collaboration with no distractions outside of what's going on. There has to be a true meeting of the minds, and it all has to come together to get across that finish line. And that, I find that fascinating. And the same is true working with a ghostwriter. And that's the point of that story, is that there is not only a personal side to working with an author and an author working with me, where our personalities must match and mesh and we must get along, but there's a deeper science to it, that there's a deeper science into the collaboration aspect, that there must be a synergy between us, between the author and myself, you know, for the project to happen and for the book to see the light of day. And as, you know, one of the deeper, you know, aspects of my job as a business memoir ghostwriter is this science, is this this specific professional mindset that it takes, just like the race car drivers and their team, it takes a synergy to make it all work. And because different authors have different personalities, we are all different. So, but somewhere, meeting in the middle, the personalities must mesh and get together. And this is where, you know, the author's personality and perspective must match with mine, and we come together and to learn about the individual stories and memories that shape their futures and put it all into the narrative, into the book. This is the fun part for me as a ghostwriter, is hearing the stories, hearing those real world events and moments in an author's life that allows me to, again, get a front row seat to what happened to them, how they endured, how they address the challenge, and then how they come out better on the other end. And I get to write that on the page, leaving someone's legacy. It's to me, it's an honor, and I love what I do. But this is where I talk about very deeply that ghostwriting is an art and a science, you know, when working with an author. And it's a unique and intricate process, and it goes beyond, you know, just writing ideas and concepts into paragraphs on a page. It's an art form that combines my expertise with the client's vision and message. And it requires a symbiotic kind of relationship, you know, involving the trust, involving the openness and the transparency between the two parties, between us. And this is where it's all about the human mind and science. And I find it fascinating because the nuances of ghostwriting and the author collaboration, there are specific, in my mind, scientific principles that the ghostwriter and author should follow in a successful collaboration. One of the first things one of the scientific principles that is at the top of the list is a shared vision for the book. This must be, and it's something that, you know, me as a ghostwriter, I have to understand where that author's coming from with their vision of what they want to say and what they want to do with the book. I have to keep that at the forefront throughout the writing process of the book, through every chapter, through every sentence. So we have to keep not only the target reader in mind, which we'll talk about, but the vision of the book, and is what's being written hitting the mark. It's an important stage, you know, in any ghostwriting project, you know, is establishing that common understanding of the project's vision and objectives. This is why when I meet with a new author, I usually schedule what I call strategy sessions, two or three usually. It's usually what it takes, but me and the authors have brainstorming strategy sessions on the book's vision, the book's concepts, themes, ideas that can be brought into the play, and we put it all together to develop an outline. Again, this goes back into the science of the brain and the meeting of the minds. So these strategy sessions are very helpful. Matter of fact, they're extremely helpful. They're almost critical in making sure the book's vision is shared and understood between me and the author. But by doing this, having the shared vision, it guarantees that me as a ghostwriter and the author, you know, are in agreeance on the message, tone, and the overall goals with the book. This is essential for the successful book project, in any successful book project. So if you're listening to my podcast today and you're considering a ghostwriter, these are something as a business leader that you are, you need to have this in your top of your mind about the shared vision and concept for your book, and make sure that your ghostwriter understands that as well. The second principle in ghostwriting and author collaboration is the fine art of communication. Now, communication, I can write a whole book on communication with an author and author's communication with me as a ghostwriter. But one of the biggest things with communication is listening. One of the things that I do best is I know how to shut up and listen to my authors and let them speak. Instead of trying to interrupt them and try to get my words in, I allow them to talk, open up, let the deep inner self come out by listening. But having a protocol with a author, a ghostwriter collaboration is essential. And regular and open communication, you know, is the foundation of the ghostwriting process. Everyone must be comfortable in the communication, and the barriers that are put in place to protect privacy and those kind of things, because setting explicit communication guidelines in the project makes it easier for both parties to discuss ideas and adjust accordingly, and making sure that everyone is on the same page. Again, communication is vital between author and ghostwriter. And when I say communication, you must have an agreeance that you're both going to be transparent. You're going to be honest. You're going to tell each other how you feel. And especially you as the author, I want, you know, my goal is for you to be able to tell me what you don't like, what you do like, what you want to see, what you're not seeing. And I'm vice versa, the same way with me. I have the ability, and once we have the communication guidelines in place, that allows me to say openly if something's not working, if the narrative is going down the wrong direction, going back to the vision that we just talked about of the book, making sure the message and tone is in line with that shared vision that we had agreed upon. So communication is at the utmost importance in a author-ghostwriter collaboration. And the third principle, we just really just talked about it, but I'm going to go further in the ghostwriting author collaboration, is listening. Again, I talk about communication, but part of that, the biggest part of communication, is listening. And I know it sounds like a simple idea, just listen. But as a ghostwriter, listening closely is a critical element to knowing my authors and where their thoughts and concerns are. I have to know what's going on, what they're saying. I have to understand what they're saying and the concepts. So it takes me to be a vessel and let them speak. So I let my authors speak. I listen. I listen intently. I summarize it in my mind as they're speaking. And afterwards, after the meetings, along with my studying of the author's videos, their how they speak, how they talk, their diction, tone, style, I listen to what they're saying. And not just listening for all of those things I just described, but listening for the message, listening for the emphasis, the heart, the emotions that are involved. This helps me capture the voice of the author by understanding the emphasis on what made them sad, what made them happy, what excites them, what is intriguing them, and what is their obstacles and challenges. And it all comes down to listening and understanding. This ensures that I understand the ideas and that the narrative is consistent. Again, going back to the first principle, that it's consistent with the author's vision for the book. It all starts coming together, as you can see. It all starts lining up like dominoes. All of these fine scientific principles come into play. One of the next scientific principles in a ghostwriting author collaboration is understanding and adaptability. And what I mean by that is, as a ghostwriter, I have to understand the author's, you know, unique voice and style and their narrative style. And I have to be able to be adaptable and key in on key traits, key things that can capture the author's voice. Again, as a ghostwriter, excuse me, I have to study and be, and I have to really, really sink myself into the author's life, into the author's shoes, and become one with the author's voice. And I do this on a daily basis. And I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day about that. And that is probably the most fun but most challenging aspect of my job, is getting into character, getting into my author's shoes and into their minds. That may sound a little strange, but when I do, I literally shut off any sound to the world. I put on headphones, I make sure I have no distractions, and all I do as the ghostwriter is I have my author's face, image in my mind. And often, when I write like this, it's 4 to 5 hours at a time. So by the time I get through, literally, I have to decompress. I have to go out, and I have to find Jeffrey Mangus again, because I get so deep into my author's voice and persona that it's like I'm acting in a character and I have to come out of that character. Reminds me of the story about Heath Ledger and his character, the Joker. He lived in a hotel room for a month and with no interaction with any human being. And all he did was stay in character for the whole month in that hotel room by himself, and reached a dark place in himself that honestly was part of his detriment and ending of his career and life, unfortunately. But that character, he devoted himself to that character so deeply that it emerged, and he lived that for how many months shooting that film. And that's what brought the character to life. Maybe mine's not as intense, but as a ghostwriter, this is what I do on a daily basis with different authors, and getting them in my heads, and being adaptable, and understanding what they're saying. And this is what, this understanding and this adaptability, what helps me produce, you know, work that truly resonates with the author's identity and meets their expectations, and keeps the readers engaged. That's the most critical point of the whole thing, is to make sure the book is readable, the author's voice is captured, that their personality shines through, and that I remain invisible in the background. That's the goal. Again, we're talking about, this is pure science, pure absolute ghostwriter author science, and I find it fascinating that all these things, how they're all different, but they all come in, they all come to play and work together in tandem. Again, just like the race car team and the driver and his team, there's a synergy there that has to be met. And I keep preaching it, but it's just the facts. But one of the last scientific principles in the author ghostwriter collaboration is the aspect of research and the capability of research. There is a science and definite mechanics within the ghostwriting world, and it's a skill that has to be, you know, really, really studied and practiced, and which is deep dive research, which is to me, in my mind, an essential skill as a ghostwriter. The ability to conduct comprehensive research not only ensures that the work is sourced, that the work is credible, but it also helps me tailor to the author's requirements, but making sure that the work is accurate, informative, and engaging for the target audience, for the reader. The research must be done properly, conducted well, and it has to be, of course, put into the narrative in a way that keeps the reader engaged and keep the thing exciting. And this is, to me, it's one of the biggest, most critical scientific elements here because between understanding adaptability to the author, research, and listening, it all comes down to capturing an author's voice and making them shine. Having the adaptability and skill to do that, to adapt to every author's personality and style, to me, is what I do best. And I always can consider it, you know, me as a ghostwriter, what I call a word chameleon, where I'm versatile with style, and I can adapt to any author's tone, speech, style, personality. And it reminds me of when I was in high school, honestly. You know, I was the guy that seemed to get along with everyone in the school, everyone from the nerds to the athletes to the hippies and the drug addicts. I was an all around guy, and I feel like I used that skill in being able to adapt to different crowds throughout my life. But I truly use it now as a ghostwriter, being able to adapt to different clients' personalities, their requirements, and to do it effectively is something that I take much pride in doing, to convey an author's message authentically. So yes, there is a deep science and art involved in the writing process of working with a ghostwriter like myself. It's an iterative process. It involves, you know, drafting, reviewing, and revising the content multiple times. And this iterative approach, you know, it helps refine the work, helps perfect the work, and make sure, it aligns with back to the very beginning of the client's vision for the book. And that's why I started with a shared vision and the importance of strategy, having strategy sessions and really nailing in on the book's concept to make sure that everything else comes into focus. But one of the last scientific principles in working with a ghostwriter, and it's probably one of the most important, is the science of mutual respect and understanding between both parties. A ghostwriter and an author, you know, we build relationships and collaborations on mutual respect and understanding. And this mutual respect and understanding involves in being transparent, being honest, and being forthright in the visions, what is expected and what the author wants to see, along with what I would like to see in the book. Once you recognize, you know, each other's expertise and contributions, and once those are, you know, identified and basically put on a pedestal with mutual respect, it brings on an essential synergy and makes the book successful. It makes the collaboration a success. It makes it no stress and makes it enjoyable for the author. And that is my ultimate goal at the end of every day, is to make sure that the author's experience working with me is enjoyable. Ghostwriting and the author collaboration process is an intricate and collaborative effort that blends the ghostwriter's skill with the client's vision. There's the science behind it. And again, it requires clear communication, true understanding, mutual understanding, and a shared commitment to the project's objectives to see it done. And I guarantee you that if you follow these type of principles with whoever ghostwriter that you use, both you and the ghostwriter can navigate the process easily, and it will result in a book that has an impact and one that will truly resonate with your intended audience. This will be a part of your legacy. But I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Again, this is Jeffrey A. Mangus with Books Build Leaders Podcast. I really thank you again for tuning in to the show and listening to what I have to say today, and I hope you've got something out of it. And if you are here and you have a book idea or want to know more about the simple but effective ghostwriting process that I provide, please get in touch with me at jeffreymangus.com. And I would love to learn how I can help make your book happen. Thanks again for tuning into the Books Build Leaders podcast. And if you're here for the first time, please give me a like or subscribe to the channel. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a wonderful day.